his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Welcome home to light it up alive.
We're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. I'm your host tonight. My name's John, but I don't do it alone because I got my boy Josh with me.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Another day, another show.
Absolutely. Before we get too far, man, we always like to let people know how we came up with this show name, man. Light It Up Live. It actually got pulled from the Bible from a buddy of ours, and it's from Genesis 1, 3, and 4. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we try to do here on Light It Up Live. We try to bring a little bit of light into the dark world, one episode at a time. Well, Mr. Josh, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. Nothing, man. What's up with you? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. A whole bunch of show prep today. And then now we got the reason why for our, it happened, so it's okay. You know, it's, but I love this, how last minute we came up with our show title.
Yeah, so, right. He's like, what are we going to call it? Oh, God.
Yeah, so today, episode 49 is The Pivot.
The Pivot.
The Pivot. Because we actually were supposed to have a guest tonight. We was going to have author, entrepreneur, worship leader, Mike Dyson. He was going to be on tonight, but he had some internet issues. It happens. So yeah. We're going to have him back on, and hopefully next weekend we'll get it all worked out. Like you said, Josh, maybe during the middle of the week or something, we could
get with him and do some test runs.
Yeah, and we'll get him back on.
Well, so you know, it says recommended. You know, you plug hardwire into the whole thing, and some people run it on Wi-Fi, and it's just not.
Sometimes
it's just not strong enough. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just not, and you don't realize that until you try to do something like jumping into the show. You know, you might need a little bit more than you think you have because it's always worked good before.
Yeah. But the best thing to do too, if you ever have internet problems like that, unplug the modem, the router. Yep. Wait 30 seconds. I mean, actual power from them. Wait 30 seconds. Plug them back in. Let it all boot up. Restart your computer. Mm-hmm. Should be good to go.
Yeah, works a lot. That's like
I try to do it before every show.
Right.
But you got to tell the whole house, like, hey, man, we're going to be shutting this down for a minute. Okay. It's not out. It's
the whole house down. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So today's episode 49. Now it's called The Pivot. And we will have our guest that we're going to have on another night. And it's exactly what it says, The Pivot. We have no idea what we're talking about. We kind of prepared the show for something else, and it happens. So we're going to pivot.
You saw his shirt. Right, he came in with the America 250 shirt, and we weren't here for the 4th of July, that's so true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll chop it up a little bit about that. You know what I mean? It's an America year now, you know?
That's right. 200 years old. And man, that's like, we're so young, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're the punks of the world, you know what I mean? We're so young. We're the jitterbugs.
We're young. Yes, yes. We ain't been around that long.
250 years, you know what I mean? No.
But you know what? All great nations, most of them haven't lived past 250. I don't know if you know that. Most of them have fallen before that, like Greece, you know what I'm saying? You know, Tartaria, but we don't talk about Tartaria.
You said Tartaria.
It's listed. It's gone now, but it's gone. Atlantis, who knows? I'm just kidding. It's the pivot, bro, you know?
The pivot, yeah, that's right. We're talking about Atlantis. Yeah. It was real.
So, hey, I heard a funny joke. Okay. And it's definitely show clean. It's good. Is it? Yeah, he said, hey, boss man walks in and says, you know what, man? You know, there's a problem going on, and you're part of the problem. And I was like, well, that's cool, man, because I ain't never been a part of nothing. I was like, all right. I was like, that's a joke I can get behind, man. Fantastic. Forgot you got some of them.
Oh, my goodness.
So what you going to do with your day tomorrow, man?
Absolutely nothing. I might go to church, and then, but if other than that, nothing. And I'm so good with it because I'm going out of town again Monday, Tuesday. And then I'll be back again. But
oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, going out of town. Out of town. And if you guys are just joining us, don't forget you can go to our YouTube channel, man. Go into that search bar and put at Light It Up Live, all one word, and do us a favor. Like and subscribe to our channel for us. Get the word out. Help us spread a little love, man. So yeah, I ain't going to do too much of nothing, man. I'm going to hang out, just me and my boy, and sit at the house, man, and get some relaxed time before I know what's about to happen Monday.
Right, kind of brace for that Monday.
Yeah.
Well, I had stuff to do today, so I'm gonna have to do it tomorrow. You know what I mean? Because you know what I'm saying. Ended up working. It was a good day. You know what I mean? Above ground and breathing. It's always a blessing to be working, but yeah, kind of held me back. The garage is gonna have to wait. That was on the list, but it's just gonna have to wait.
Oh, you got a list.
I did. Yeah. I saw.
Was it like a honeydew list or was it just your list?
No. It was something she was watching, and it's like, you can definitely accomplish your goals if you just make a list. You put your things in the category and you list and you check them off as you go. And before you know it, that list right there is gone. It's like, what? You know, so far I got a bunch of check boxes with no checks in them.
But I made
the list.
Empty boxes?
Empty boxes. Empty promises. Actually, I can't check one. I put toilet paper in the bathroom. I did that one.
Hey, that's one, dude. If that's on there, that's a check.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's on the list.
I could like put like three checks because I put three rolls in there. I don't know.
That's a stretch. I think that's...
But no, yeah, I got grass to cut and birds to feed. I'm just kidding.
Birds to feed?
No, I don't feed the birds. I feed the squirrels. Love the squirrels. I can't help but say, if I'm talking about squirrels, I usually say it twice. Like I got a stutter. I don't know. It's just, they got a first and last name. And to me, it's just both squirrel. So
yeah,
you got to call them by their whole Christian name.
You know what I've been caught stuck on? I found myself down this rabbit hole on TV on what I've been watching. Uh-oh. And it's on cults. Yeah. And there's so many documentaries out about these cults. And there are some like insane stuff that these people go through because they actually think that the cult leader is God.
Oh, yeah. And what was that game? Far Cry 5, remember?
Oh, man,
that whole game was based on everybody believing this.
There's some crazy ones. I just watched a whole bunch of documentaries on them. It's just like, wow. You know what I mean? What they do is they take all their phone devices away. They don't can't get to no news, no TV, no nothing, no world, no nothing. And then they just feed them the stuff they want them to hear. So that's the only information they're getting. And eventually it brainwashes them.
Yeah.
And it's just wild. Some of the things that cult leaders have them people do.
I know. It's like somebody programmed their brains, you know what I'm saying?
The cult leader's doing is programming, to have them think that he is God, or her, whoever the cult leader is, that have them think, their followers, that they're God, and if they don't listen to them, that they're going to burn in hell.
Yeah.
So they're scared to not listen to them, and they truly believe that. It's just like, wow, man, they brainwash these people that bad to have them think that person in front of them is God. And if they don't listen to anything they say, they're going to burn in hell.
You know what? One of the biggest cults too that I can think of, they have a title. It says television programming.
That's a big one, boy.
It's a big one. Television big programming. Yeah. You could sway people. Jim Jones. That's who I was trying to think of. He had everybody drink the Kool-Aid because
Heaven's Gate. Heaven's Gate.
Was it?
And one Heaven's Gate was a real big one. That's the one. I think that was the one where all the thousands were out there in the field. Yeah, and they drank the Kool-Aid and had the other one. They had the other one where they found them all in the home, and they were all wearing like Adidas or Nikes or something like that.
Yeah,
and they had covers over them. Yeah,
and went out about to play ball, huh?
And then it's crazy because it was this cult. I forget the name of it, but that cult. He had his followers believing that a spaceship is up there, and that when it's their time to go, they get beamed up to this spaceship, and then the spaceship like takes them to heaven or something. It was some madness like that, yeah. And he had a bunch of people believing this stuff.
That sounds like Scientology.
They're not Scientology, no.
No, because they believe they're from another planet.
It's
and I agree. They're kind of.
Yeah, they might be, dude. They might be.
They really might be. Yeah, you know, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, you're crazy. Wait a minute. You look a little.
Did you take your pen out and try to do the thing, put your glasses on?
Well, you talking about like they live? You talking about them glasses?
Oh, what was it with Will Smith?
Oh, Rowdy Roddy Piper?
With Will Smith?
Oh. Yeah, Men in Black.
Men in Black, that's it.
Yeah. He's like, look this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't see nothing.
Yeah, what happened was, you know, this milk truck ran off the road, hit that cow, and threw it into the house. All right.
Yeah, but I've been seeing a lot of, but then what it does is if you kind of go away and you scroll a little bit and you don't pay attention, then it'll just go to the next thing. And so I'd find another one for you. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I'd get all into another one. You know what I mean?
Right. You're like, how many
wow, these people
look
are
at?
Nuts. He is not God. Wake up, people. You know what I mean? And boy, he just has good people totally believe in it. You know what I mean? And makes them crazy. And it's just nuts. Yeah. I mean,
false prophets, man. They're devils.
It's insane. Have people doing mass suicides thinking if they don't do that, they're going to burn in hell. They think if they do it, they're going to an eternal life. They're going to heaven if they do that. That's what they think.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I can't. I mean, you know, I'll entertain listening to anything, but if it involves killing myself, I'm going to be like, yeah, nice talking to you.
Unbelievable. One cult was run by a woman, and I forget the name of that one too, but her big thing was it was with the children. It was with strong, heavy discipline with children. And they kept, I forget the verse, but they kept using one verse in the Bible and, of course, take it out of context. And they make it seem like beating your children is the way to go, or it's a sin and you're sending them to hell. And it's, and then they was like really beating these kids, man. And that was part of the cult. They had them believing it. They was letting them do that to their own kids.
Spare the rod, man. You know what I mean? It sounds like a Spartan lifestyle.
It was one of those. Yeah, it was like the spare the rod. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. It was that verse. I don't remember it, but yeah.
But I bet them kids grew up to be the hardest adults you've ever seen.
But then it had me start to think, man, stuff like that is what really can ruin it when somebody watches that's on the fence. You know what I mean? And it, you know, about wanting a relationship with God, and it could really help them and save their life. But then they see something like that, and they're like, oh, man, see, this stuff's so baloney. You know what I mean? But,
yeah,
no, there's people that do take advantage of people that are weak and, you know what I mean, hurting and looking for something. You know what I mean? Lost. And there's people that know how to take advantage of that with religion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So they feed on those people. But it really makes building a true relationship with God, I mean, look bad, and it does. It just does. You know, I mean, that scares people.
It does, yeah. Well, and also in Christianity, if one person walks out and says, hey, I am he, You know what I'm saying? Bob, we're like, no, you're not.
Hold up.
No, you're not. Sit down,
hold
buddy.
Up.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah. No, I'm not taking communion today. He brought it.
No, what's that new AI song? I'm from the south side of the kingdom.
Yes, you know what I mean? We fly up, you know what I mean? What did you say?
He said...
Oh man,
if y'all didn't get to see that on the video, Josh just gave us the what? Have you heard?
Chicken wing action.
It's a brand new dance, and it's called the bird.
I'm not going to drive my cloud over there, you know, pull up on a cloud and slam my fluff, you know. What'd you say, buddy?
I used to have a car that drove like a cloud. I think you did, too. The big old school 70s cars where you could drive at 3-4 fingers.
Yeah, I had an 88 Cadillac.
See, that's one.
You hit a left turn real hard, you're in the passenger slide seat looking through the glove box.
You know? Exactly.
Like, I gotta wear a seatbelt in this car, man. Wow. Wow.
Especially if you kept it clean.
Yeah. Yeah, the seats were always big, fluffy.
Yeah, you're sliding.
Smooth.
If you got your seatbelt on, you're all the way.
Oh, and you was the man if you had your lady with you, too, because you could bust a hard ride and she'd slide over,
slide over next to you. Yeah.
What's up?
make it another right turn.
Yes, we're just doing rights all night today. Pull me over, you know?
If you guys have just joined us, we were supposed to have a guest. And if you're wondering what's going on, we're supposed to have a guest tonight. Mama chiming in saying hi, John and Josh. If you guys want to interact with the show, you can chat and we can put it live on the show. But if you guys are wondering what's going on, we were supposed to have a guest tonight. And then last minute, internet things happened and he wouldn't be able to be on tonight. So we literally called the show The Pivot because that's what we did. We pivot.
Right.
And we're just sitting here hanging out, two friends talking. And that's why it's called The Pivot.
Hey, could you imagine? Police pulling you over and you'd be like, why are you making all these right turns? Well, I didn't want to make no wrong ones, you know? I saw you back there, so I was just like, keep it right. If he makes three rights, he's following you.
How many's in the car? Well, there was two.
Yeah, no possible way. What?
But I like the name we came up with, The Pivot.
Yeah.
That made me chuckle. Because we're like, we're going to talk. I don't know. We're going to pivot. Yep. There it is. Just like the pivot. I'm like, that's so good. The pivot.
Right. I had to bring the work vehicle home, so I still got to go return that and
clean
stuff up and all this stuff.
That's fun. You act like you work 50 something hours this week.
60, 61, 75. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know what this place is. It's as big as my house.
Oh, wow. Home. Yeah, that's a concept.
Looks like my stuff over there.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
We do have lights in the roof.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I got to have this one down here because I'm always too dark, you know.
Yeah, I tried to adjust my lighting tonight, you know what I mean, a little bit. And I was like, well, maybe I could do it with my glasses off. Nope, then I can't see nothing.
No. The background's super clean. Like, it's cut out good. We highly recommend Elgato cameras. Elgato cameras are great.
Keith, you know what Keith I mean? Dorst. How do you say it, Josh?
Dorst. Steve, like I have to remember Stephen Dorst.
The Pivot is better title than you gave my podcast.
Oh, no. The Pivot ain't never better than someone's name.
Yeah, man, that was your name. Yeah. Yeah, we had to call it The Pivot because our guest's internet quite wasn't ready tonight, so we had to literally pivot at the last second.
Right, and with nothing to talk about except for,
with nothing to talk about, yeah, except for two friends. What's up? Hey, what's up, bro? Let's talk. So that's what we're going to do. Hell, we could talk on the phone for an hour.
So, hey, look, remember I was telling you earlier about the that Loki series, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I really think
what's
it's cool
because
we was
Disney?
HBO? Disney, yeah, Disney Plus.
It sounds like a Disney Plus show.
Yeah, it's Marvel. But, I mean, I guess they said that you have to watch these two seasons of this show before you watch Doomsday that's coming out because it's going to make total sense when you watch Doomsday. And if you don't, you're going to be lost. Like, and I can see what's going on. I ain't gonna say not a thing, but I can see. Yeah, no, you gotta see. Check it. You gotta out. Watch.
I'll start watching it tonight.
Yeah, it's good. Loki. It's good. I'm only two episodes in. I mean, it's been out for a while. My lady's done watched it. You know, and I was like, kind of like poking at her, like, what's going on? And she's like, yeah. No, I ain't gonna tell you. I know some things. It's like, I feel like a 5-year-old sitting on the playground, like, you don't want to know, but I know some things, okay? Yeah.
Step aside.
Okay. Step aside, yeah. She said she's going to pause it while I go return the work vehicle.
Oh, yeah. You believe her?
That's what's up. You know what I mean? Is she gonna she's it? Already watched it, so.
You think she'll pause it?
Oh, yeah. Or do you think she's already watched it, so she'll sit there and watch it, and then when I pull back up, she'll be like, blah, 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 and put it back where it was, and I'll be like, oh, you waited.
That's a perfect description too. I could already tell you what a show is from that description.
Yeah. I'd be like, you know, it was that blah blah blah, but when I got back it was blah blah blah, blah. So I think you watched it.
Zigzag instead of zang zigged.
Yeah. Like he had his finger above his eyebrow when I left.
Yeah, right.
She's the master at the pause screen. Like she'll hit a show on a pause and it's like the craziest looking.
Yeah, not me. I'm not a good pauser, man. I'm looking for the remote. So I'm usually laid out and looking for the remote to find it and tap it. And usually don't do it again. You got to tap it again. And,
yeah. Well, we sit here at our computers to watch TV and stuff.
Right.
So it's just the space bar. It's just bonk.
Oh,
it's right there.
Cheater.
The remote don't go nowhere.
Yeah,
it's huge.
It's right there. Yeah, big old remote.
Yeah, it's like that long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. The pivot show.
The pivot.
It might go a 30-minute show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pivot, bro. I'm trying.
The pivot. Yeah.
I don't even have no.
So, okay, what are we going to talk about? I don't know, but let's record.
Here you go. I like to wear this hat at the meat. I like to go to the meat market with this hat. Yeah.
The meat market.
We get you. You know, I was really. Really going to barbecue something tomorrow, but I heard it's going to rain all day.
Is it?
Right. Yeah.
That's another excuse to sit inside and do nothing.
Do not play a little Call of Duty.
Do nothing. Yeah, I'm going to do nothing. Yeah. Just chill.
And hell, that I might means, even do some
that
VR,
means,
man.
God like, forbid, I can't do no yard work in the rain. So
no.
Can't do that. I don't want to get out there and get started and not be able to finish.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. So I'll just...
Like every time I see a man out in the rain mowing the grass, I want to holler at him. How long you and your wife hated each other? Because it makes no sense.
You're gonna ruin you're gonna ruin those blades.
Just apologize to her, bro. Just say I'm sorry. Get in the house. You're gonna catch pneumonia.
Just apologize to her.
Just tell her you're sorry.
That's great.
Lightning's going to hit that thing.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, you guys just joining us. This is the Pivot Show. We were supposed to have a guest, but we still had to go live because it's Saturday night, so that's what we did. So we pivoted with no... topic and we're just hanging out and I'm kind of glad we did because it's actually a pretty fun show for me when we do this, when we just kind of come on here and have no idea what we're going to talk about and we just shoot from the hip. It's actually kind of fun, man. We do the same thing when we talk on the phone. And
just talk about nothing. Like, hey, man, I saw a grasshopper. It was like this big, man.
Yeah.
You know, my son's like, you gonna kill it? And I was like, heck no, man. That thing beat me up. Dude, look at that. It was huge.
Oh, so so in my bathroom, speaking of bugs, in my bathroom, whenever I use the restroom, I could see down like on the bottom left under the glass door of the shower, like in the corner, I could see a little spider down there. And I could tell, you know, he's like guarding that little corner from bugs. I'm like, okay, cool, keep him. I'm going to let him sit in here. Keep that little bug. Boy, if the old lady finds out, spider gone, boy, spider gone. And he ain't hurting nobody. He's just a little spider, man. He ain't poisonous or nothing.
He said, if the lady finds out I got a pet spider, not me, man. I've been bit like 4 times moving to Florida by them brown LaCruz spiders.
Oh, no, this ain't one.
Oh, man. Put a hurting on you. They'll swell you up. You got to go to the hospital.
It's just a
and
little house spider, man.
Man, he'd be a house dead spider, bro. Like, you got all this outside. Why do you got to come in my house, man? You know?
He likes that corner.
So. Yeah, I mean, if you're like, hey, he eats bugs, well, cool, go catch a lizard. Catch one of the little dinosaurs and throw it in your house.
Dude,
I'm just kidding, I ain't catching no lizards.
Your son get mad, he heard you?
No, it wasn't him.
Oh.
I don't know. Ladies are afraid of those things. Like,
hell yeah.
It's like, there ain't nothing on that little lizard that'll hurt you.
Mama
mean, you
says,
grab them up, make them mad. You know?
Mama chiming in on chat says, I like this podcast. Feels good to laugh. Yes, it does. It's fun sometimes just to loosen up a little bit. And laughing. You know what, Josh? Every time we do one of these shows, that might have to be the name, just because.
Just Pivot, yeah.
The Pivot.
Yeah. We're not getting lazy over here. It's just a good name, you know. The Pivot Part 2.
Yes, let's get you out of here. Block, block, block. Yeah, we got to fix your account so you can see all these. Let's see.
Yeah, I wasn't able to make the Wednesday video. And,
we'll figure it out.
For Mr. Dorse, you know what I'm saying? Mr.
Yeah.
And we gotta figure it out. Cause I've been busy, but I still had some time to do that.
Yeah, we're tired, trust me. I know I do the same job. I'm tired when I get in. I'm fucking doing nothing.
Nah. And I mean, dude, wearing a hard hat all week. I give it up to construction workers, man. That and the safety glasses and sweating inside of those, man, that's a job.
Man in the boat, man.
Yeah, it's jobbing itself.
Trying not to throw it across the room.
Yeah, you know, I can't see nothing behind these things, man. We're doing tedious, tiny work, man. I mean, I can understand if I was maybe, you know, throwing some paint down the wall. But
one more day of relaxation, then it's back at it.
Back at it.
Back at it.
You know, it was funny, too. I was making fun of the hard hat while we was building steel case stuff. And I set a beam up right here, and I was knocking this one in. I had the hard hat, and it slipped. It went, bam, hit me in the hard hat.
Saved your life.
I was like, look at that.
Saved your life.
took it off and looked at it like, my man, doing it.
Didn't hurt a bit. Boy, no. If you wouldn't have had that on. Ooh.
Oh, it got me. Yeah, it got me. You. Yeah. Knowing my luck, the safety manager had been standing there like, told you.
Arms crossed and tapping their foot.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you go ahead and get the rest of your tools and go ahead and get off my job site, bro.
Well, my man Josh, I think we've had a pretty good pivot show, my brother. What do you think?
I think these
shows are fun. You know, a minute of just cutting it up and hanging out. We'll have our guest, Mr. Mike Dyson, that was supposed to be on tonight. We'll have him on. We'll have him on next weekend, hopefully. We'll get in touch with him, and we'll work it out. And we'll definitely have him on. But you guys do me a favor. You got one more thing, Mr. Josh?
No, that was it.
Damn, boom. You know what I'm saying? You guys do me a favor. Remember that your rope's longer than you think. God's rope has no end. And hold on tight.
Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live.